Dallas Snyder.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As usual, I have good news for you. In fact, a very exciting news for you. And the good news tonight is you really can have everything that you want. There is nothing holding you back from having everything that you want. The only thing that's holding you back is your consciousness, is your thinking. And we know that that can grow. We know that that can change. So when you change your consciousness, you get more and more involved in your own life. And you understand that you can have all these things. And the greatest thing to know about yourself is that you are loved. And that you have to learn to love yourself. It always boils down to that. We beat around the bush, we talk about everything else. But the thing to do most for yourself here on this plane of action, why we are here, is to learn to love yourself. Paul said, in your getting, get knowledge. Get knowledge of yourself. Understand that you are a center of God activity. That you are absolutely the center of God activity. And start to use your mind. Start to use that. Start to see yourself as that. And start to love yourself. Every iota of yourself. That is what they mean when they say, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. Can you imagine what it's like to be able to love yourself at every moment, never putting yourself down, never doubting yourself, always loving yourself and saying to yourself, I really love you. Look at the wonderful job you're doing. Look how wonderful your mind is working. Look at all the wonderful things you're bringing into your life. And love yourself. And it starts with loving yourself. And once you start to love yourself, these things start to be attracted to you. We live in a mental world. And we live in our own consciousness. It does not matter what's going on the outside of your life. What matters is what's going on in the inside of your life. What is going on with your thinking? Jesus said, don't build up treasures on this earth. Meaning, don't go after all the money. Yes, we want that money and so forth. We want the cars, the houses, the lovers. We want all that stuff. But that will never bring you happiness. That will never bring you the contentment that you're looking for. That will never fulfill you. That will never give you the idea of what life really is. What will do that for you is learning to love yourself. And stop putting it off to the next day. Do it right here and right now. And build that love each and every day. And forgive yourself if you make a mistake. Forgive yourself if this happened. And start over again. And just keep telling yourself, I'm learning to love myself, and I'm going to love myself totally. Everything about myself, I'm going to love. And then you'll start to love your thoughts instead of the thought, not liking your thoughts and so forth. You created those thoughts. They didn't come out of the ether. We don't realize that. We think, oh, it's just all this mind talk and stuff. We're creating every thought that comes into our head. We're creating it. Once you realize that, you can stop creating those things. You can stop creating those things. So in your life, if you're looking and saying, I can't do that because of this or this or my background or my parents or my education or whatever, excuse you're using for not loving yourself, give that excuse up. Give that excuse up. And don't think that you can hide because you're in a relationship and you think, well, I'm in a loving relationship. The only loving relationship there is the relationship you're having with yourself. And it doesn't matter what's going on the outside. Learn to love yourself every minute of every day. And don't think that it's going to make you something conceited or whatever. I think people are afraid to love themselves because they think, what will people think if they know I really love themselves? But doesn't your mind say, what would people think if they knew I didn't love myself? So isn't it a choice always? It's an absolute choice. So you have to look at yourself and love yourself. When you start to love yourself, your health changes, your body changes, everything changes. People go to all these diets and all these things, and then they don't lose weight, or it comes right because they're never taught to love themselves. They're never taught to love their body. You have to look in that mirror and love your body just the way it is, just the way it is right now. And then it will start to change. Your body will start to change. You can do anything you want with your body, you know. It's yours to do with what you wish. And it will do what you want it to do. But it starts with love. And I know most heavy people don't like themselves because they're always saying, oh, I'm too heavy, I'm too fat, I'm too this, I'm too that. That only brings more of that on. Only brings more of that on. Loving yourself is the number one priority you should have in your life. The number one priority you should have in your life. Now, that does not make you conceited, and it does not make you selfish. You will find once you start to love yourself, you love other people. And that's what it's all about, is learning to love everything. Not only yourself, then you start to love everybody, and then you start to love everything. And before you know it, you see love everywhere. You see love everywhere. So if you're taking time now to think, next week I'll do it, or next year, or in a few months when I learn more with learning to love yourself, I'm able to do this, that, the other thing, then I'll start to love myself. You have to do it now. You have to do it now. And isn't that with anything? You have to start. You just have to start and make up your mind. Okay, I'm going to do it. I am going to do this. So please, do that for yourself. Learn to love yourself. And if any little thought comes up that says, oh no, get rid of that thought. And if you hear in the background a parent, an authority figure saying, oh no, don't listen to that. We are mature people now. We can take our mind and we can train our mind to think the thoughts that we want to think. And that is what it is all about. So that you are in control of your own life. At the present moment, most people are not running their own life. Somebody else is running your life for you, and it's usually race mind. It's usually the collective consciousness that is running your life. Don't allow that to happen. Have enough courage to love yourself. Dare to love yourself. And do it. It will change your whole life. It will change your whole life. You will gain then that peace of mind and so forth. Can you just imagine what it would be like to always be in love with yourself, to always be kind to yourself, caring to yourself, all that, instead of doing all these little things? How many people still punish themselves and so forth? You know, that's ridiculous. This thing we call God doesn't punish, so why are we punishing? God never punishes, but we punish ourselves. So learn to love yourself. Across the board, it is number one priority in your life. The money, the cars, the houses come second. Loving yourself comes first. And you know that that is right because you read all the people with money who commit suicide, who do this, that, and the other thing, because they do not love themselves. So know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And with that, let's do the matter thing.
I really, really matter.
Yay. I want to read something that came across the internet. Sometimes I get things that are really good that come across the internet. I am going to read this, and there is one race mind in it. See if you can find it.
It's my game.
Quiz.
A 92-year-old petite, well-poised and proud man who is fully dressed each morning by 8 o'clock with his hair fashionably coiffed and shaved perfectly, even though he is legally blind, moved to a nursing home today. His wife of 70 years recently passed away, making the move necessary. After many hours of waiting patiently in the lobby of the nursing home, he smiled sweetly, when he was told his room was ready. As he maneuvered his walker to the elevator, I provided a visual description of his tiny room, including the eyelet sheets that had been hung on his window. "I love it," he stated, with the enthusiasm of an 8-year-old having just been presented with a new puppy. "Mr. Jones, you haven't even seen your room. Just wait. That doesn't have anything to do with it," he replied. "Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time. Whether I like my room or not doesn't depend on how the furniture is arranged. It's how I arrange my mind. I already decided to love it. It's a decision I make every morning when I wake up. I have a choice. I can spend the day in bed recounting the difficulty I have with the parts of my body that no longer work, or get out of bed and be thankful for the ones that do. Each day is a gift, and as long as my eyes open, I'll focus on the new day and all the happy memories I've stored away, just for this time in my life. Old age is like a bank account. You withdraw from what you've put in. So my advice to you would be to deposit a lot of happiness in the bank account of memories. Thank you for your part in filling my memory bank. I am still depositing. Remember 5 simple steps to happiness. Free your heart from hatred. Free your mind from worries. Live simply. Give more. Expect less.
Expect less.
Yes. Clear at the bottom. I went right along perfectly to expect less. They have it. That is perfect, but race mind had to come right in there and wipe it out.
Maybe, though, we could look at it like expecting the expectations thing. And they were saying, if you expect, because with him, he probably definitely accepted more.
Oh, yes, he did. But do that for yourself. Mm. What I like is, whether I like my room or not, it's a decision. Whether I like my room or not, yes, that's it. Whether I like my room or not doesn't depend on how the furniture is arranged. It's how I arrange my mind. It's how I arrange my mind.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely perfect. And I love that, because that's what we have to do. We have to arrange our minds. Nothing on the outside of life can affect you. Nothing on the outside of life can affect you. That has been taught for over 2,000 years. It's the whole idea of don't judge by appearances. Don't keep judging all that stuff on the outside of life. It has nothing to do with you whatsoever. Whatsoever. You're the one that's choosing each and every moment how you want to feel. You're also choosing how you want to think. So you decide, I am going to be happy. I am going to be wealthy. I am going to be healthy. You have to choose that constantly. And then let that attract things to you. But we believe the world. We're constantly believing the world, because in the world, in race mind, there is never enough. There is never enough. And there's always more than enough on this plane of action. Always more is given than is needed. A tree has more leaves than it needs. There's always enough. Always enough. So don't buy in to that. Don't buy in to money is scarce. Don't buy into, oh, there's no jobs available out there. There are tons of jobs available out there. And there's tons of money circulating out there. So you have to say to yourself, with all that money circulating, it has to circulate right through me and to me. So bring it in, bring that in. But use your consciousness, use your thinking to do it. We teach this all the time, and we constantly forget it. I have to remind myself, because the world is convincing, and what we see around us is so convincing. But it's our thinking that's doing it all. And once we realize that, it's remarkable. I told this story before. That Aunt Catherine that I talk about is going to be 95 in August. She's always in a good frame of mind. She's always happy. So I said to her one day, Aunt Catherine, how do you do that? And she said, well, tell us. I control my thinking. I control my thinking. Aunt Catherine would know what metaphysics was if it came up and bit her. But she figured this whole thing out herself. Tons of people out there have figured this out. And that's why many people that come into this teaching say, oh, I finally feel at home. Here are people that think just like I think. So it all is your thinking. Your life is your thinking. Your life is your thinking. Not the people that are doing it. Not the people around you. Not anything else. It's your thinking. Remember, this teaching is always that simple. Everything always boils down to one thing. Always boils down to one thing. Thinking, consciousness, God, all one. Thinking, think how precious you. So we have to think always bigger, better thoughts about ourselves and about everything else. And forget what the world is telling you out there. Forget what the world is telling you. It does not matter. It does not matter. This last big thing that was on television, which I only heard, and I don't even know in passing, that school incident or whatever that was. I don't need to know any of that. Nor will I get the books or magazines or any articles now. They'll write on that for the next year. And people eat that stuff up. That has nothing to do with me whatsoever, and has nothing to do with the reality that I live in. It has nothing to do with that. We cannot focus on those things. A race mind alert on the radio on the classical station I listen to now, they're playing anti-road rage music. You see, what they are saying is that that exists. You know, and that was a new term that was invented, what, maybe 5-6 years mm-hmm. ago. Somebody came up with road rage. Now everyone has road rage. So now there's an excuse. Oh, well, that's just road rage. And so, see, we manufactured all that stuff. That's a reality that we made. And if we made it, we can unmake it. But if you want to play music, you play music for peace and contentment and joy, which will get you through that situation. You don't play anti-road rage music. That tells you that that exists. And it does not exist. There's no power behind that whatsoever. So all these little things you have to hear and you have to see and correct your thinking. It's all done with correcting your thinking. And we can all do that. That is the most marvelous thing about the human mind. It can be changed. It can be changed. Sometimes it's difficult to keep it changed, but you can go right back and do it. Because we fall into habits all the time. And we fall into thought atmospheres all the time. We have to stay alert. We have to stay awake. And then we can change because we hear what's going on. And we can change that. We can change anything about ourselves. Back to the idea of loving yourself. You can change anything that you don't like about yourself. If you think it's a mental problem, an emotional problem, a physical problem, a spiritual problem, you can change any of those things. Any of those things you could change. But we think we're stuck with these different things. And you're not stuck with these different things. You're not. And we're blessed people. We see people out there that aren't. They're blessed in a different way. I saw a man this evening with only one hand. He had no hand on the other arm. And I said, thank you, I have two hands. But he was happy. And he was doing it. Whatever, he was getting a food. He was doing the whole thing. So if he can do it and be happy, can we do it and be happy? How many people here saw the March of the Penguins? Mm-hmm. Yep. No, you didn't. Well, you'll see it one day. Great. You cannot complain about life once you see the March of the Penguins. You yeah. cannot. How could you ever say to yourself, geez, life is difficult. They live on the South Pole. I don't know how many, 60 degrees below zero. Yeah. Then they have to walk hundreds of miles to lay these eggs. And then the father has to keep them on their feet, on his feet without touching the ice, because if they touch the ice, the egg immediately dies. And then a blizzard comes. It's cold enough, and then this blizzard comes. They have to huddle together and share everything. And they do all this. I mean, it is absolutely when you see it. And then we complain, oh, there's no hot water this morning to take a shower.
And they have to walk 70 miles to mate.
Yes, 70 miles to mate on those little wee feet. Yes. So when you see that, and they do it, mm-hmm. how can we complain? And in this country, excuse me, how can we complain when we have so much? It's incredible, because other countries do not have all the luxuries that we have. And we have so many luxuries here. So right there, aren't we a little ahead of the rest of the game. So why don't we learn to love ourselves? Why don't we accept all this stuff? Because what? The world tells us we need more to be happy. Not one television, but a television in every room. I used to remember when it was a chicken in every pot. Now it's a television in every room. Mm-hmm. and not one channel, but 137,000 channels. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. And I want to ask you this. Are those people any happier? Do they love themselves anymore because they have all that? No. You have to do that from inside. You have to get up every morning like the 92-year-old and make up your mind, I'm going to be happy today. And I'm going to love myself today. And yes, this is happening to me. But I'm going to do it anyway. Because where is it? Complaining will get you nowhere. Just makes things worse. Absolutely makes things worse. So we learn to do that for ourselves. We learn that we can change this mind. We can watch this mind. We can become a witness to this mind. We are not our minds. We are not our minds. We're using these minds. So think of that. Think about becoming a witness to your own thinking. Think, who am I and where am I and where is this all coming from? It's coming from pure spirit. You're coming to feel. So use that idea and say, well, if I'm pure spirit, then I can change my mind and I can change myself and I can become pure spirit and I can become that person that loves themselves and loves everything else. You can do that. We're not here to suffer. That is a race mind thing, up one side and down the other. And it's been around for so long that it's difficult for people to let that go. But you have to let that go. The idea that suffering is going to be beneficial to you. It's not going to be beneficial to you. Has it ever been that people have suffered? Has it ever been beneficial? No, it doesn't grow you at all. What grows you? Love grows you. Love will grow you. Suffering will not grow you. Suffering makes you hate yourself, hate the world, and hate everything else. Where love grows in you, then grows around you, and before you know it, everything has changed, and you have changed, and you have changed. And you go, whoa, who was that person before? How did I ever think that way? How did I ever think that way? It's changing, and we're all changing. And you have to know that you can do that. You have to know that you can change yourself. And you can. We have all these people that come to the classes, and some change quickly, some change slowly, and some don't change at all. But you can make up your mind to change just by deciding to do that. And you can make up your mind to love yourself just by deciding to do that. And say, I'm going to love myself. I'm going to fall in love with myself. I'm going to have a relationship with myself. And you can have a romantic relationship with yourself. We have that capability. But we always are thinking it takes something else or something outside of ourselves or somebody else. It doesn't take that. It only takes you and your thinking. You and your thinking. So change your thinking. Love yourself up one side and down the other. Make it your top priority. It can be done. I know it can be done. And do it for yourself. You'll see, you'll save a great deal of money, by the way. The doctors will go, this will go, that will go. All the different things will go. You'll be amazed at how much money you save when you start to love yourself. And you don't give it away foolishly. No. You start to see things completely differently. Yes. So do that. Tonight's topic is kindness. So many people want a purpose in life. Your purpose in life is to learn kindness. Kindness for yourself and kindness for everybody else. And that's a small one. You may not be able to love everybody, but you certainly can be kind to everybody. You certainly can be kind to everybody. You have to start there again with yourself. How kind are you to yourself? How kind are you to yourself? If you're not kind to yourself, you're not going to be kind to other people. You're not going to be kind to other people. So all that talk that's going on inside of your head, which tells you, well, I can't be kind to that person because of such and such, forget that talk. Just make up your mind that you're going to be kind to that person. As you go by in the car, say, oh, I'm kind to that person. I'm kind. You don't even have to know the person. But you have to learn kindness. You have to learn kindness. And we get so involved in our own little lives and so involved with our own people that strangers sometimes are not kind to, clerks were not kind to, waiters were not kind to, because they don't count. They're not in our life. So why should I bother to be kind to them? You have to be kind to everybody. You have to be kind to everybody. Do you know why you have to be kind to everybody?
Because they don't come back. It's all one.
God.
God.
Yes.
Unity.
Yes, unity. Everyone is God. And everyone deserves that kindness. Everyone is God and deserves that kindness. Very, very simple. Always simple teaching. Easy. And I think people years ago in smaller communities and so forth knew that. And they were kind and so forth. And we've gotten perhaps so technical that we forget those things. And we've gotten so away from nature that we forget those things.
Yeah.
And we have to go back sometimes to nature. Take those walks. Do that different thing outside and see what a wonderful world we live in. And learn to be kind to it and kind to yourself. Nothing is worth getting upset about. Just be kind to everything. It will all pay us. It always has. It always will. Things come into existence to pass out of existence. But hanging on to them keeps them here. I say this all the time. We're always moving from our good to our greater good. And in order to do that, we have to let go of what we have. But we want to hang on to what we have, thinking, oh, that's all I can get, that's all, and it belongs to me, and yada, yada, yada. But as soon as you let go of it, bingo, something new comes into your life. And it's always going to be better, and it's always going to be greater. But it's the clinging that keeps us stuck where we are. It's the whole idea of surrender. You just surrender yourself to this thing that we call God and do it the best you know how. We don't know that much about God. We know a few things about God. We make up a lot of things about God. But you can just surrender and know that this thing has to support you, has to protect you, because it loves you. It totally loves you. So it has to do that. And that's why we learn to love ourselves, because we have to do that. We have to love ourselves. We are part of this thing called God. And in order to be even closer all the time, the more we love ourselves, the closer we get to this power, to this thing that we call God. See, our whole idea here is to become God. We have to become God. There's nothing else we can become. There's nothing else that we can become. People are afraid of that. We have our little saying, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. There's no other way to develop your consciousness but to keep realizing that you are a center of God activity. And that when you think God thinks, and then you say to yourself, I think God thoughts after it. And then you say, what would God do in a situation like this? How would God handle this? Instead of how will I handle this? I don't know how to handle anything. But I know that God knows how to handle something. And then you go to that third answer that's always there. Instead of dealing with the two answers that you're only ever going to get from race mind. Forget race mind in that. Forget the world, because it only has two answers. God always has a third answer. And God can always bring harmony into any situation. Into any situation. But the world can't do that, because it's always separated. And it's always blaming somebody else. And it's always not enough, so we have to take something from somebody else. There is enough always to go around for everybody. For everybody. People say, Oprah now is a billionaire. Well, she created that money. The $1 billion was not there waiting. She created that $1 billion. And she didn't take it from anybody else to do that. And that's what you do in your life. You create what you want out of thin air. Out of thin air. You're not taking from somebody else. The world wants to teach you competition. It wants to say you have to do it this way. Or, there's the $1 billion, so if that's there, we could get a little piece of that billion. No, make your own billion. Make your own money. Be creative. Come up with an idea. You came up with tons of ideas for different jobs and so forth. You didn't take anything from anybody else, did you? You created an idea, and didn't money follow?
Yes.
Absolutely. And where did that money come from? You made that money. You didn't take it from other people. You made a whole new thing. Every time a new item comes on the market and it sells, where did all that money come from? Where did all that money come from? I just heard where they have now sold, maybe it was 1 billion iPods. Mm. Where were they before, and where was that million? Where was all the money?
Yeah. We made that up.
We made it all up. Yeah. Mm. We create all this stuff. Mm. We do it with our own mind. See, it's not your job that's giving you the money. You're giving yourself the money. So you have to write your check bigger to yourself. You have to see your paycheck being bigger. You're the one who has the power to do that, not the company that you work for. And you do that with learning to love yourself, with learning to be kind to yourself and kind to everybody else, and realizing I'm the one here that's creating everything that's going on in my life, that it's my consciousness, and I'm taking responsibility for that. I'm taking responsibility for it. Wonderful, wonderful concept, because now you can turn to yourself and say, huh, well, I'm doing this, I'm not getting what I want, it must mean I'm not thinking correctly. So I can change my thinking. I can change my consciousness right here and right now, and I can make my consciousness be big enough to draw in what I want, to draw in what I want. Yes. And you do. That's what we do. A friend of mine was telling me when I was in Chicago this summer, Stuart Grayson, who was took over the church in New York after Raymond Charles Parker, that he was talking to him, and I forget what he said to Vince. I forget what Vince said to him. And Stuart looked at him and said, "Why would you want to draw that into you? Why would you want to draw that into you?" When we talk, when our words go out, they draw things to us. They constantly draw things to us. We fail to see that sometimes. We think, "Oh, that's too simple," or "That can't be true." It's true. It's absolutely true. What you think about, you bring about. What you talk about, "I'm sick, I'm this, I'm that," you do all, yes. And you're going to stay that way if you keep talking that way. It's done in our minds. It's done with our words. It's done with our thinking. That's what's building our reality. The rest of it is not doing that. Not doing that. So, excuse me. Learn to love yourself enough to monitor your thinking. Don't allow just all that crazy thinking going on. If you invited somebody into your home and they carried on and they did all kinds of crazy things, you would throw them out. But you allow thoughts to occupy your mind constantly, and you never throw them out. Mm. And you have the power to throw them out. Is anyone here familiar with Maya Angelou?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't let people in her home that speak bad or speak negative. She says to them, "Get out. I won't allow that here because it gets into the walls." And it does. If you ever walked into a place, you can tell right away, "Oh, this place doesn't feel good to me." All that stuff, we think, "Oh, that doesn't do it." It does. It does horrible things. I was talking to Rhoda today, and she said, "Dallas, I just can't stand to be around negative people anymore." And she said, "Years ago, I had this one friend that was, everything was going wrong with her, and I don't know, it was like a soap opera." And she said, "You know, when I had a spare half hour, I'd call up to find out what was going on, simply because it was a soap opera." And that's what most people's lives are. They're a soap opera. So don't make your life a soap opera or a B-grade movie. Make it a blockbuster. And you can do that because you're the one that's the producer, the writer, the star in your own life. You're the one that's doing your own life. And it's done with thinking. And it's done with thinking about yourself. Thinking about yourself correctly. That you are lovable, worthy, deserving, and that you matter. You have to learn to love yourself. You have to learn to be kind to yourself. You're a very precious human being. We're all precious human beings. And we have to know that about ourselves. We have to know that about ourselves. We think diamonds are precious because we say they're rare. They're rare. Diamonds are rare. But aren't there hundreds of thousands of diamonds? How rare can they be? But how many hues are there? There is only ever one Reva. There has never been anyone like her, and there will never be anyone like her again. Therefore, she happens to be the rarest of the rare. You are the rarest of the rare. There's no one like you. You're the rarest of the rare. There's no one like you. So you have to be precious. We say, "Oh, that's so rare. It's precious. It's a precious stone. It's a precious this." You're more precious than anything because there's only one. You're one of a kind. One of a kind. There's no duplicates going on anywhere. There's no duplicates going on anywhere. So know how precious you are, how rare you are, how wonderful you are, how magnificent you are. And learn to love yourself for that. And forget all that bunk that you were taught. Forget all that garbage that your mind is telling you now. And start to reason this thing out. You have to use your thinking. You have to reason this out. Remember, argue with your mind. You have to argue with your mind. And you have to win each and every time. But basic facts you can use to arrive at this truth. There is no one like you. Therefore, you have to be the rarest of the rare. You are one of a kind. So you must be precious. Now, if you're precious, you must love yourself. You must love yourself. I'm so precious. I love myself. This is what you do with your life. This is how you change your thinking. You change your thinking. You're the one who has to do that. No one's going to come up to you and say those things. I use the word precious a lot with people. But no one's going to come up each and every day and tell you that. You have to tell yourself that. In the morning when you get up, not only are you going to make the day happy, you're going to know that you're precious. And you're going to start out your day like that. Wouldn't that make your day better if you knew you were precious? Wouldn't it make your day better if you knew you loved yourself? See, if you loved yourself, then you don't care what's going on or what people say. You know. Because you're centered in that love. You're centered in that love. When anything wrong is going on in our life, or in our bodies, or whatever, it's simply because we're off-center, and we have to love ourselves back to center. We just have to love ourselves back to that. We don't fight and carry on and get all upset. We just sit down and start loving ourselves. Not, why did this happen to me? Why am I sick? Why is this going on? Oh, no. I'm going to love myself right back to center. I'm going to know that I'm precious. I'm going to know that I'm magnificent, lovable, worthy, deserving, and that you matter. You have to do that. I have to say that to myself all the time. And I'm delighted that at this time in my life, I have the time to do this. I have the time to do this. So, I have made up my mind to do it now. To do it now. And I don't regret the past at all. I don't regret the past. It got me to where I am. Mm-hmm. It got me to where I am. And now, I have to sit in love. And I have to sit in my own love of myself. That's where I'm sitting. And that's where each and every one of you can choose to sit. You have to be in yourself and in that center. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Yay!